Susan Mendenhall, welcome.
Thank you. It's great to be here with you, Julia.
It's time for our annual State of the Arts report, and this year has been a wild one. But your theme, Art Unites Us, is more true than ever, I believe, and Arts United, we stand. Great, great motto. Now, pre-COVID, our arts achievements had been spectacular in every way. During full-bore COVID restrictions, they just keep coming. How does this major unification make you and your team feel?
Inspired and appreciative. Arts and culture nonprofits and our community's outstanding artists are among those who are facing the brunt of the realities of the COVID-19 pandemic. And they're doing that at a time when there's a greater need for human connection and civil dialogue and unity than ever before. We know that American cities that are able to recover from the pandemic will be those communities that retain a sense of cultural identity and unity. And arts and culture organizations are very much part of that effort.
A huge part of the effort. Some would say they are responsible, and I think that's really, really wonderful. So getting Corona creative and quickly, you've had big, fantastic wins in 2020 and a powerful impact on the whole community. How did these shape up and what areas benefited, would you say?
Our community is really stepping up to help cultural nonprofits and our independent artists stay strong so they can help build a brighter future for Fort Wayne and Northeast Indiana. Abraham Lincoln once said that the best way to protect the future is to create it. And our vibrant arts and culture scene is leading the way. We know that arts and culture organizations and independent artists create the format, the platform, the programs that allow us to share different perspectives and foster understanding, create a sense of belonging in our community. And I'd really like to celebrate those that are putting the philosophy of inclusion and diversity in action. For example, following the summertime protests for racial justice after the death of George Floyd, Art This Way stepped up in a huge way to help put artists' murals on plywood boards that were covering broken windows that took place during those protests. And the murals were able to communicate a sense of solidarity and humanity as we grappled with that challenge for our nation and for our community. Fort Wayne Civic Theater also shared an enormous triumph this year with the presentation of 1776. They cast all women in celebration of the 100-year anniversary of the 19th Amendment and women's suffrage. I'd also like to celebrate Andre Porte, who, in partnership with Turnstone, led the Absorb All project, which resulted in really beautiful basketball court murals at McMillan Park. This was a project that created an accessible place for people who use wheelchairs to be able to play basketball in one of our greatest parks in our city.
It's amazing the diversity, the inclusivity, and all socially distance and safe that way. What a lot to think about. And beyond that, you had national recognitions Fort Wayne had been amassing pre-COVID and during COVID. How do those stack up?
Our community continues to punch outside of our weight class. Part of the reason that we're so proud of our outstanding innovation and creative class, we far exceed the creative sectors of other communities of our size. The Make It Your Own Mural Fest brought that to mind for me. This year, the Northeast Indiana Regional Partnership in partnership with Arts United led the development of 11 murals in 11 counties in 11 days, bringing local, regional, and national caliber artists to Northeast Indiana to share a little something about who we are as communities and who we are as a region.
Meanwhile, Susan, collectively, you reimagined and invented some beloved community traditions, making it possible to still enjoy the Three Rivers Festival, for example. How did those go?
The Museum of Art was able to present Chalk Walk at Home, which encouraged people to take part at or near their home in a safe place. And they had enormous participation in the community. Additionally, Arts United was able to present the Taste of the Arts Festival this summer. It did not happen at the Arts Campus downtown. However, we were able to share great music and art and eats thanks to the technical production teams at ArcPoint Productions and Frosty Pictures.
So what we're hearing is there's no stopping the art centricity. There's no stopping the determination to share it with the public, even when a pandemic hits the city. Keep on figuring out how to bring it on. And now, Susan, this is a new year we're in. The end of that tunnel is closer, we believe. One thing, the Artists Relief Fund, another first, has made a major difference to get us to this point, to keep us going on this point. Why is it so important?
The Artists Relief Fund was developed in partnership with Arts United and the Community Foundation of Greater Fort Wayne last spring, when we knew that many independent artists would need support, but it would take time for them to be able to apply for pandemic unemployment assistance. With a grant from the Knight Foundation, we were able to seed the Artist Relief Fund and distribute 89 grants totaling $57,000 between May and August. In addition, helping those independent artists apply for pandemic unemployment assistance that helped them get through this difficult time.
So putting that all together literally ensured having plenty of artists to keep things carrying on. And in your spare time, Susan, if there is any such thing, you've got an idea that encompasses everything cultural we've been discussing and more through the language of art. Would you explain the idea, the IDEA?
IDEA stands for Inclusion, Diversity, Equity, and Access. Arts United is working toward a plan to center our work around the philosophy of IDEA. We envision a community where participation in, leadership of, and funding for arts and cultural programs is not predetermined by race or neighborhood or any other characteristic. We are so excited to be building a partnership with United Front, which is a program of a mayoral initiative called Fort Wayne United. We see this as the first step toward the development of an IDEA action plan. Thanks to a grant from the PNC Charitable Trust, Arts United is able to cover the cost of participation for about 50 members of our Arts Council, which is a network of about 50 organizations and programs that focus on delivering arts and culture in our community. That encourages as many as 700 staff and volunteers and board members to go through the United Front program and participate in workshops to really define the role of arts, culture, and quality of life organizations as it results to creating a culture of belonging in Fort Wayne.
That's remarkable. So how might this impact the community, art-centrically and beyond?
Arts and culture organizations have a lot of power collectively. We create platforms for sharing ideas and promoting civil dialogue and fostering understanding. We know that arts and culture organizations play an essential role in developing a culture of belonging in Fort Wayne.
That is something the entire community has worked hard to establish. Are we feeling that it perhaps was even strengthened rather than torn down in any way because of the pandemic?
This is a time when arts and culture organizations are working closely together. They are unified around how to make sure that we're able to sustain our outstanding quality of life and quality of place in our community, while also contributing to rebuilding our economy and, most importantly, our people.
No small feat. And I am kind of curious, how many of these new ways of doing things are here to stay, thanks to Arts United? And in retrospect, how does this whole pandemic reshape our cultural skyline?
Arts and culture organizations have not been sidelined by the pandemic. However, the way that they operate and deliver their programs and mission has looked very different. In the process, they've been able to explore different ways to share arts and cultural activities with the community. And in many ways, they're going to be able to take what they've learned into the future and expand who they serve and improve how they serve them. And we're really excited about the level of innovation and foresight that our arts and cultural leaders have.
Bigger and better things on our arts and culture horizon.
Absolutely.
It sounds like you've got a busy year ahead, in that arts and culture arena. To be sure, Susan, how does that feel after the crazy year we've survived when at times it had to feel like you couldn't do anything?
2020 was a year where arts and culture leaders came together, rolled up our sleeves, and figured out how to move forward. We weren't sidelined by COVID-19. We were encouraged by the opportunities to work together. As we look forward to 2021, I'm especially proud to be part of a community in which our arts and culture nonprofits and independent artists are not only talented and nationally recognized, but they are contributing to a sense of community, unity, and belonging, even during this time of adversity.
We say amen to all of that, to be sure. And meanwhile, our last question to you, Susan, what's the biggest thing this whole odyssey has taught you about yourself, your organization, and especially the city you love?
During 2020, arts and cultural leaders had to exhibit a tremendous amount of grace under fire. This was a time that has required us to be extraordinarily adaptive and to be able to lead our organizations and our community during a time when the future has been and is still uncertain for organizations like ours. I feel a great deal of respect and appreciation for the outstanding talent that our community is lucky to have. And I am so encouraged by the level of investment that our community continues to place on the importance of arts, culture, and quality of life, and the many ways that these organizations and independent artists serve our community.
Susan Mendenhall is president of Arts United. Susan, thank you for this encouraging State of the Arts report. Thanks for all your organization has done. Keep it all coming. Arts United, we stand.
It's an honor to be here with you, Julia.